if the firm was on call for the day, you would, if you'd slept in, as you might have done if you were starting work for fairly early, but otherwise you'd get there by about 8 o'clock in the morning. Your first job would be to do to go to the ward or wards which were being run by the firm. No mixed sex wards, of course, or very much male wards or female wards. And you would talk to the sister in charge. She would tell you about any admissions, any particular problems. You would deal with any immediate problems, like ordering drugs. You would either arrange investigations, usually any blood tests and perhaps urine tests. And if you were had blood tests to do, I would take the blood. You didn't have a pathologist coming around to take the blood, but it would go to the laboratory and be dealt with. There might be other things to do, but then very often either the registrar and or the consultant would then do a formal ward round. Not necessarily, the registrar would probably do a ward round every day after you'd done your quick one round to deal with any particular problems, decide about investigations, treatments, discharges and the like. At least twice a week there'd be a sort of formal ward round with the consultant, the registrar and the houseman, who would be conducted around from bed to bed by usually the sister in charge of the ward. She would try very hard to make sure she was there, but if she wasn't there, obviously there'd be the next one down, the staff nurse. The job of the house physician or the house officer was to make any notes of things requested by the consultant and then write in the notes.